This week at Macy's, discover big savings on fashion and home essentials. Keep warm and stay on trend with specials on coats for him and her, 60 to 65% off. Get 25% off women's shoes for any weather. And refresh your space with select Charter Club bedding and bath collections, now 50% off. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members earn on every purchase except gift cards, services, and fees. More at Macy's.com/Star Rewards. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Matt G, the Ghost Lady, and Len Moleko.
The worst time of my life turned out to be the best time of my
life. Yeah, isn't it weird?
Yeah.
In hindsight, right?
Because that's when I was at my lowest, and that's when I met my beautiful wife.
Wow.
An angel who was going to take me the way I was.
She met you when you had no job.
Yeah,
no job. We're going to keep.
Mfana. Yeah. I'm telling Fushi Trolli. It's okay. She met me. It was rough.
Yeah. And that's a keeper, though.
Yeah. And I'm share a lot of time. I can't speak. I don't know if she's colored or not. I'm going to go to the strong. And I'm going to go. You know, I didn't know that. But anyway, so I asked for a number. She says, no, she'll call me. I'm like, ah, that's. Oh, but first I had to lie because I was with my sister, and my sister. She said, I mustn't talk to girls because batting weed. Everyone, the guys, was like, nah, you will.
I was about to ask, where did you get the courage?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, my sister's like, you don't talk to girls because my clerk, about to weed. What are you doing? I had to lie and say, no, I know this one from school. Some weird reason, man, I felt like I had to talk to her.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, man, I'm pushing through this sister. I'm going to 1 rand. Like, if she said, I'm saying it can't be, I would have been like, wait here. Sister, you know, that's how rough it was. And I went. She says I was stuttering. I don't remember, but I don't know that.
Did she recognize you?
That's the thing. I went straight up to her and I said, I like you on the spine. I don't know why all of a sudden, I'm having a truth serum or something. Yeah. I'm like, I'm Spani.
This is the first thing you said.
Like, Ushela ngubita usevin. So that don't see me like this.
Disclaimer.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, I'm in Spain. I live at home. That's the truth.
Yeah.
I live at home, but yo, Joe, man, kind number.
Wow. Did she recognize you?
No, I'm going there.
Yeah.
She's like, okay. And people come. While Musasha and start asking for a photo. I'm like, okay, I'm going to go to soccer play. I'm going to soccer play. She said this to me straight up. I'm going to go to soccer play. I'm like, no. She didn't watch Generations. If she did, I don't think she cared about me because you could see, and she was wearing high heels. She was towering over me, bro. And she opens that phone. I'm like, you lying here, bang phone. And she takes my number and she's still like, she didn't give me one look. She was like, bro, guys, I want another eye. And she called. Very shocking that she called. I went to see her. That day, Nvang and Kara sister la. Guess what? Mangfia wo. Shucks, this chick drives. Yo, oh my God.
And there's no Uber there.
No, dog. It's like, and I keep on finding a long such a thing. Anyway, I'm here now. I talked to him. After I talked to her, Nami, Mpeti Kara sister. So, as I drive down, I stag a car. Just like. it's like 2 houses from my house. I'm phone here, so I'm like, yo, it's like in jail, but I'm not sure if it's a trap. I'm not sure if it's like, no, you won't believe this. I'm stuck. Just true story.
Oh, man.
And from there, the rest is history.
Wow, I can imagine, dude.
She eventually, like, okay, so go one time, I'm going to go to the house. And she's like, sorry. And Shanu said, okay, I'm on TV. She's like, hey, but I think we'd understood each other. We'd spoken for a while because she was like, I don't date. I want to pass a TV. I'm afraid. Now I realize she's got so many. I had a chance to meet this woman a long time ago, but it was just wasn't the time.
Yeah.
My high school is like four. How many houses? Nana, about 8-9 houses away from her house. Like ekhoneni la kubo kubo kulenzansi, but again mina ngithi bengihlala ka Deep Kloof kwamadala and so Deep Kloof expensive, so beyangafundi kule ikolo zaselokishini, so there's no way I could meet her even after school, you know. The school is there but she's never there. I was a must say something, must say banapas umntana masayini that one isingamla mara eh bese ngisithola nyana. So at least from there, like, you know, I met this woman, she was an angel, like she still is. We've been married for 11, this can be the 12th year now.
Wow, I got nice, kids by her. Man,
she's my wife. In 3 months I'm shot.
Oh yeah, in 3 months.
Hello, boy. Yeah,
that's when you know, bro.
That's when you know.
But where did you get the money?
Good question. Good question. So when I met her, like I said, but unekara, I mean, she would let me drop off, and then invite my auditions or whatever. Eventually, her and my mom decide, but yagumfundi, we apologize yagumfundi, and see what is the thing. Because like you say, like when I tell her the story, I really fucked up at work, you know.
Okay. Oh, mfundi vunda.
Mfundi vunda, yeah.
Okay.
So this comes with her.
Okay. She suggested.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I'm like, fuck it. What do I have to lose? Guess what? Yeah, that's why I'm begging you. Because in Tuana, you're making mistakes. Next week, welcome back.
Wow!
Back at work through this amazing angel.
That's amazing.
So, the next step to do was what?
Come on.
We had to marry her. She's real, she's beautiful. She's beautiful inside and outside. She's an author. She's my best friend. Icheream, impincham, depending on the day. So I'm serious. So basically, after that, we've been. So
now you go back. So when you went back to Generations, you were doing things proper now?
Proper. Yeah. And when I left, it was because now I wanted to leave because it was cut. So good. Now I must move on to something else.
Yeah.
But I thank God through a lot of things that I've been through, that I was able to get back. That's why I'm saying people must respect their craft, because not everyone is lucky enough to have a chance to go back and fix things.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Second chance.
A second chance, as you told.
Yeah, no, it's tough.
It's tough. And I'm really glad, and that's why I love my wife to bits.
Would you trade your wife for the Black Book, Jameli? Which one would you choose? One must die.
No, the Black Book is dead. I can't. I can't afford that. No, the Black Book isn't a good thing. I saw ice cream and dream. No. Yeah. People don't understand. The Black Book, it's not just the fame. You gotta have some cash.
Yeah.
Because I'm too famous. Man, you always put his hands.
Yes, you know what I mean?
No, the Black Book, I'm good.
So, do you ever see like someone in the industry right now and they remind you of yourself and you can see them making the same mistakes?
I'm sure you see them too, man. There's a lot of that.
No, I'm busy making the mistakes with them.
I'm so glad I'm married. It's not easy, but I'm so glad I'm married. Nana, thank you.
Yeah.
Because I understand exactly what you're saying. Because, you know, when there's that time, it's easy to... There are some mistakes that are not mistakes. Because at the time, you're like, this is the life. Mm. Like me, I'll tell you. When I was living my life on Jamel, that was the life I knew as a celebrity.
Mm.
Like, they don't teach you these things. Because you are with me, and you tell them that I went out to movie. You know what I mean? Because... They give you that certain status, but now people know, and they still make those. So that's why.
And the thing is, you don't want to be. How old are you now?
I'm 38.
You don't want to be 38 and doing what you're doing at Gem Early, because now you got kids.
Yo, and they will start doing what I was doing. Then what?
You know.
Yeah, and I got boys even. That's even worse.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't tell you don't like it. What device am I like? I'm chilling on the bar.
Yo,
you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. It's important for me. So.
And then, like, jeez, what haven't you done? You've done TV, you've done acting, you've done radio, music.
I've done music. I've done TV, radio, acting. Yeah, TV, radio, music. What haven't I done?
And where we at
a
now?
A Chinese woman.
Yeah. Now, what are you busy with now?
Now we're busy with Izzy Media and Entertainment.
Yeah.
Which is Charmaine, Jali, and PM Jali's baby. Which I'm gonna give you the clip.
Yeah.
For your play. Like I've explained to you what the show's about. There's a couple of shows that we're also busy with. I don't know how many I can divulge
because
the manager's giving me that look that contracts and stuff.
But I remember you were working on some reality shows, ne?
Yeah, but this is the first one that we're pushing.
Nice.
This one is a reality stroke documentary because it's about them. Child is grooming the boys, but it's not just about us. We go out there to help the people.
Yeah.
That's why that's the niche of this thing. Yeah, well, and I think that's why it's so. And also, we're busy doing anti-bullying.
Oh, okay, cool.
That's when we go to the schools because it's Zalimazan
Lentana.
Yeah, it's getting very serious. It's getting to a point where Bayakwazan and it's serious. And I think with the time that I have at the moment, the best to do is to give it to them.
Cool. Oh, okay, cool. So, you're an OG, bro. Like you're a legend. You've been in the game for about 20 years plus.
25.
Just to be precise. How hard do you find it now to get a gig with the social media times? How tough is it, bro?
I'm so glad you're there, dog. Good afternoon, Mac. I'm telling you, like I said, back in the day, we used to use talent. All you needed was just be talented. You get an audition, this part is yours. You do a demo for radio, it's yours. Now, I got to do my own marketing. Now, I got to have numbers, you know, so.
Are you even active on social media? I didn't see you on Twitter.
No. I'm gonna be now because we're trying to push this show. I've got no qualms with people that are on social media. I just don't believe why I must tell you that I'm at Balita right now, so you can come to my house and break in and take my shit. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I need to like my wife is the one that's managing most of the stuff. We're trying to find someone who's good to handle our page.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if you're out there listening, yo, there's a job for you, honestly, because I don't think I can. I don't want to.
Okay. Yeah. So, you're saying it's a bit harder, isn't
it? Yeah, it's a bit harder now, but also because I want to go back to presenting more than anything also. I want to do corporate gigs, corporate MC, you know. I've been acting for quite a while. I'd like to carry on with that, but as much as I want to keep producing my own stuff, I'd also be nice to be doing... I love this presenting, man. I started with it.
Who are you fucking with now in terms of presenting? Like, who do you look at and like, whoa, that's dope?
It was Vuyo and he passed on. Vuyo Mbuli was killing it for me. Because as just a presenter and as an MC for these corporate gigs was killing it. Right now, I'll give it to Longstar because we're boys.
Yeah.
He's good. I mean, he's always been.
Yeah.
He's always been dope.
Yeah.
Abanye. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Like, they're not. I don't live in qualms. I just think I wouldn't drop everything I'm doing to go watch their shows.
Well, what do you think about Bonang? Because I think she's the greatest presenter to come out of this country.
Actually, now that you say it, yeah. Yeah.
She's flawless.
She's flawless. But you can't. Expect me to remember all these people at Verbeta. Like I'm just saying, and there's a lot of great presenters. Things evolve. A lot of the way we used to do stuff, you got to catch up, otherwise you're going to be on the wrong side of history.
That's just adapt or die.
You know what I mean? I'm just saying, abanyang but we get that much because me time hang up. You know, like now, mangleta now, meaning you're like lipole parking. You can understand. It's not like I've got the time to listen and see as many shows as I'd like to. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. All right, we're going to play a game called Fact or Fiction because you used to be in the papers a lot, man. Sunday World, Daily Sun.
And they should pay me. I sold their papers.
So I'm going to read a headline and I want you to tell me if it's true or not. Fact or fiction. Rhythm City actor Speewim Charlie has found himself in the hot seat after the woman who drops off his kids at school revealed that the actor owed her close to 6,000 in unpaid fees. Fact or fiction?
Fiction and fact.
What happened with that?
No, man. Hey, little mama. I remember the story. No, mama, no. I agreed with my wife. My wife handles the finances of the house. They'd spoken about and It wasn't just on the dates. I think she paid her the next day, but already she had taken it to the papers.
Oh.
It was just good. I don't know whether people get paid for these stories or whatever, but yeah.
Yeah, no, the people do get paid.
Yeah, so because immediately that day, and she did say, because I remember I was on my way to a shoot. She's like, no, I'm not gonna be able to go put it in today. Because we were using one car, so Xperia's going to shoot. So by the time he gets back, I'm not going to be able to go in my fire machine. But I'll do it for you tomorrow when you come fetch the kids.
Mm.
Done! How? Boss, it's fun. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Really
shocking. You haven't called her since, ne?
No. She fired.
Okay, cool. Sunday World 2004. According to a Mail and Guardian article published in 2004, Sipiwe and his legal team were rumored to have demanded 175,000 from the newspaper for defamation of character regarding your alleged sex tape.
Sex tape? Yeah, that's true. That's true. We sued them because it wasn't true. I mean, there were people having fun in the car.
Mm.
It was me.
Yeah.
But in this country, we actually started suing for a couple of millions. And then the judge told us that in this country, you can't sue for millions unless you can prove that you've lost millions.
Oh, now, okay.
If it was now, and I had a million followers, and then my account suddenly dropped, I would have gotten a couple of millions. But back then, there was no way of proving that you did lose millions. But I know I lost them. And you can't prove that at court. So, yeah.
I remember that story was big.
That story. We were burying this guy from, what was it, a group, Mafigizo, on that Sunday. Masingene Avalon, I'm a traffic cop, like, hey, shying girls, a boy!
I'm like, what?
And you're trying to hide. like, now you can't keep stopping to everyone saying it wasn't me.
Yeah,
even my uncle calls me.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm fine. I'm shy. I'm like, yeah, man. I'm going to fund this guy. This guy.
Because I remember, man, I was at school. I think it was a Monday. I was at school, and all of my friends came up to me. They're like, yo, did you see the papers? Speech front page. He was caught having sex with this girl in the car, and they took a picture of him. I'm like, no way, this is for Kim Kardashian. This is for Kim Kardashian and her sex tape.
Yeah.
You know, like, sex tape was non-existent.
No.
From a celebrity.
Shit, so, damn. Yeah. I should own it.
Yeah. And then everybody at school was talking about it. I was like, no ways, that's insane. No. And then from then on, we were like, and I want to be like Speech when I grow.
Ah, come on. No, you don't want to be like that. Be the... I went home.
Do people still remind you of that story to this day?
Well, some people do. I went home that Sunday because I couldn't be alone in the suburbs, so I went home just before.
What happened there? Were you smashing in the car, Phil?
No.
You were just kissing?
No, it wasn't me.
Was it you?
It wasn't me, dog.
Shaggy, it wasn't me.
I went home to try and see if I'm going to get family support.
Mm.
And my dad says, and he's getting ready for church.
Ah, but Speech, that was you. Come on now.
He's like, I'm like, what? Mom, Dad! No, so that guy had the same dress. But that guy was bigger than me, man.
Nah,
the girl said on YFM back, Oskido interviewed her.
Yeah, yeah.
And she was like, yes, it was me in the car. But I've never met Pua in my life.
You kidding?
I'm telling you, man. That's why we could sue. We wouldn't sue if it was me.
Did you get the money?
No. They dragged it out for like 3 years. And the channel and the Red Pepper then. Who
the Red Pepper Pictures, lawyers, yeah.
They were like, look, we know it wasn't you.
Mm.
And let's just let it go. People know. I mean, they spoke about it on Y. They spoke about it, I think, on 702 back then. And I had one lawyer. These people would come with seven lawyers. So they could drag the case for 3 years. And I was like, so they're like, we're not losing your job. We believe you. It's over. Let it go. So I dropped it. And the fact that it went down to 100,000+, and the lawyer that I had, every time he made a statement, he wanted 5,000. So I couldn't win either way.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Here's the last headline. As Pem Chala allegedly owes garage petrol money.
Jeez. People think I'm the real Bash. They just make stories up. No, that's definitely a lie.
Yeah.
That was paid in an hour because you know when you go to the garage, a garage it's on Modderfontein Road, and then it cut lamy there, scratch, which on the strip, so I had to go inside the bank, sort that out, and came back and paid him.
Oh, is it? Yeah, so why would they write that?
Because it makes they had pictures of me, inside the garage, and they changed the story to say it happened at 3 a.m. But I was with my kids, my wife, and they're saying, they say I was with an unidentified woman.
Yes, yes, yes.
Imagine
yes.
if my wife wasn't there.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's insane, those.
Man, get to that legendary level like that you're at now. I'm sure they've had a lot of stuff written about
you. No. He's like, oh, my nigga. Nah, nigga, I wasn't on Generations, nigga. I wasn't on Jam Alley, nigga.
No, I swear, you get to a point in your life where people just want to... That's when they target them for work.
Yeah, I mean, when you are hot, then I guess you're the one who's going to sell the papers. Yeah. So whatever they can get their hands on, they will.
But do you know if this was America, Joe, I'd be rich.
Mm.
With these stories, because they can't prove most of them. And the worst thing is, how do you write about someone and say, we couldn't reach him by the time we went to print?
It's the birth of fake news.
Yeah. Mm. That's actually the way it started, you're right. Because, I mean, you can't... At one point, they put bricks on the front page saying he was down and out. They had his clothes there. Next thing they said at the end, they couldn't reach him for comment. But it's on the front page of a big, I can't say their name because now they come for me, of a big magazine, like a magazine that is Saitenga. So somehow, social media maybe is helping because some stories, even though they're fake, you can tell they're fake. Some are true. Yeah. But this thing about getting yourself for bullshit is not on.
No, but you got to jump on social media now, man. Because, you know, if you had social media now, whatever they write, you can just...
You got the dopest show on social media, so I'm going to jump on it. that's one of the reasons. Now I got a reason to jump on.
Yeah, you know. Because the thing is, with social media, you cut out the middle, man.
Yeah.
You know. It's just you and your consumer. So whoever watches you on Bash and loves your shit, they can now follow you and watch you do whatever it is that you want
to
do.
Funny enough for you to say that, people were saying you're able to strike up because why are you killing Bash? And I'm like, wow, the social media thing is serious.
Yeah, yeah.
And I saw it for my little brother. I want to be on social media when I've got something to say and I want to say it. You know what I mean? I don't want to end up sending you stuff like, here I am, I'm shooting. Okay, here I am, I'm with Meg G, you are recording. Okay, and sometimes I think people should have, I don't know, something better to do with their lives than just watch your life. But it's been my life. I live it, they watch it. It's the entertainment.
Man, you've had such an amazing career. We haven't even scratched the surface in terms of the stories that you got, you know. But hopefully we'll do that. Maybe you'll do a movie for us or something. Because that'd be lit. Use the return.
No, that would be dope.
Yeah.
That would be dope. I really enjoyed, Andrew, really enjoyed this.
Yeah.
This is awesome, man.
Thanks, man.
Whoever's listening, if there's something missing, ask Mac G.
Yeah. No, but what I got from this interview is that you really, really love your wife, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And your family, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think if you had a choice, you wouldn't want to be in the industry per se.
I would want to still do what I love, but without... the industry politics, and I love what I'm doing.
So, aren't you thinking of hitting up Mfundi?
For what?
Sing Buil.
What am I gonna be? I'm cool. I'm good. Yeah. Mfundi's good. I'm good. We're good.
Yeah.
No, there's a lot of things that I wanna produce. Now, more like I say, I love my acting, I love presenting, but this is some things that we as black people need to own, and that's why there's something that we're supposed to get commissioned over, and we're fighting over that with my wife because we wanted to license it. It's fine to be commissioned for certain things, but there's got to be a couple of things, like big up to the Fergusons, right? Licensing, we need to start creating employment and seeking employment.
Hey!
You know
what
I mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
We honestly need to, because right now, we're sitting on, even standing on top of gold, but we're busy begging on the streets. Doesn't make sense. You know, so I'm saying, as much as I love working with other people, because I didn't call it working for other people. Mm. I love working with them, but I need to, we need to, as a family unit, to, and as a family of people who believe in this black consciousness, which is we need to start owning shit. Let's create, and we can do it.
Mm. And music-wise, any track with you, Marrakesh, coming out soon?
Oh, actually, there's a track I got with my wife called Tulunga Khulumi.
Oh, nice.
Actually, she wrote the track. It's about people, how they always talk shit about you, make you so.
Mm.
And just see, she's just like, come just do a track to shut him up.
Mm.
She's just going to send it to you. You can play it on the podcast.
Nice. Is it a quite
You tell me, something like, you niggas are sounding the same. I mean, I'm king of the game. Somebody, I'll leave you in shame.
Hey.
She will shine the shame.
Tilla. Something like that.
Yeah.
My son's coming out with a track.
Hey.
Yeah.
Which one?
Let's born in the 90s, get some crazy track about girls that are dating older guys. And 97.
Wow.
Yeah, it's that family. It's the type of family.
Yeah, and how's having the kids grounded you? Because, I mean, I got one kid and already it's a lot. Imagine five, bro.
I got five. All I say is stop. No, don't. Hey, it's just, it's the language.
Yeah, but you love it. You can't picture doing anything else.
No, I love it. I love it. Like I said, right now, I must get the social ball. Like they're asking me now, because I can't do anything. You know, you promise.
Yeah.
That has grounded me a lot.
Mm.
And I think that I don't see my life without what I have now.
Yeah.
And I don't want to see it without what I have.
You know, there's something someone told me which is crazy. They were like, as men, we take women for granted because God channels all your gifts through a woman.
Wow.
So if you find the right woman, then the gifts materialize.
That's so true. Because when I look at, I'm not going to. Yeah, no, the timing's a lot, man.
No pumas.
No, no. Feel him now. We're dead. There were no kids coming.
Mm.
And then now there's kids.
Yeah. And blessings. I mean, like you said, when you met her, she told you, hit up Mfundi Vundla.
Yeah.
And that was your blessing. But it couldn't have come, if you had been out of any other girl, wouldn't have.
But you see, also another thing that people need to understand is that when it comes to that, serious relationships or marriages, they need a lot, they need work.
Yeah.
Like you with your talent, for you to maintain, you need to work on it. It's not a one size fits all.
Yeah.
Your uncle can't say,
I mean, you got five beautiful kids. That's a blessing, dog.
It's a blessing. It really is. Yeah. A loud blessing.
Mm.
You know, but I love them.
Appreciate you so much, man. Yeah.
You know, I always say this, man, just to close it up. That,
yeah.
I've gone through a lot. I'm sure a lot of people out there have gone through a lot. Success does not lie in never falling, but rising each time you fall. That's what success is to me.
Yeah.
So that's it. For me, speech or leader, Mama Rangosnati, Mweno, Njabulo, Kanya, Ogutle, Indotaga, Fazo Mutle, Shamin, Mjali, Yantanda Nanka. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you so much, Mekji.
Thank you, man. You got to teach me. I want to have another kid, man. But I
don't know. Yeah, and it's not ending up like me. I got to think, who am I talking to again?
Hey, Ogutnati, Mweno! What's that up? Speech, I love you long time, man. All the best for the future, man. Thank you for inviting me to a lovely home, man.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah.
It's been great.
And that's your blessing right there.
Yeah. Thank you, Shamima.
Blessings. Blessings.
Mtuva, thank you, guys. Thank you so much. God bless everyone. Thank you so much.
Boom. Podcast and chill. We out of here.
Podcast and chill. Matt G, the Ghost Lady, and Len Moleko.
The best in internet and entertainment is here, and it's all powered by Xfinity for one unbelievable value. Introducing breakthrough Wi-Fi speed, now faster than a gig. That's enough to handle every device in the house and then some. And with X1, you get access to live TV and top streaming apps. Upgrade today with Xfinity. Check out our internet and TV offers. And now through March 15th, ask how to get a free upgrade to gig speed for a year. Now 20% faster. Go online, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Actual speeds vary and not guaranteed. Gig offer limited to Standard Plus More with two-year agreement and compatible XFi gateway.